The work has been happening quietly in the background, but the results speak for themselves. For more than 60 years, Huntington University has made a name for itself by proudly partnering with many organizations, both national and international, to foster relations and build community. And it's through these valuable connections made over many years that Huntington University is building its future path and current success. 2024 was a busy year for the university, which hosted two convocation events and presented honorary doctorates to two prominent individuals of national and international stature: Ambassador Roberto Rodriguez Arnillas, former ambassador of Peru to Canada, and General Jenny Carignan, our country's first female chief of the defense staff for Canada. With sincere appreciation, I extend my heartfelt gratitude to the Huntington University Board of Regents for presenting me with this prestigious honor. I am deeply honored to receive an honorary doctorate of sacred letters from one of the first post-secondary establishments in Northern Ontario, which, more than 60 years later, is creating a name for itself internationally while forging strong partnerships with universities and organizations across the globe, said General Carignan. One of the ways in which Huntington University is making a name for itself globally is through a newly established institute which was officially launched and announced publicly by the university at the spring convocation in May. The Canadian Institute for Human Rights and Global Health has since been a hive of activity, building its membership of fellows who are experts, academics and activists in the areas of human rights and global health, as well as formalizing partnerships with international organizations and universities such as the University of Lomé in Togo, Centro Ann Sullivan del Perú in Lima, Peru, and the Ouagadougou Graduate School of Legal Studies in Ouagadougou, Burkina Faso. The Canadian Institute of Human Rights and Global Health has also been engaged with its membership of fellows and international partners through virtual events. The first of these presentations was held February 20, 2024 to mark the United Nations World Day of Social Justice. The keynote address included involvement from participants in Canada, Latin and South America, Africa and Europe. Entitled, Human Rights Crisis and Tensions: Rethinking the African Gregarious Model through EDID, the talk was presented by Dr. Awilu Wadraugu, Chair of the Department of Human Rights and Equity Studies, York University. As a human rights expert who is actively involved with the United Nations and numerous intercontinental scholarly associations, I am eager to develop my expertise further through cooperation with eminent scholars and researchers now involved as fellows of the Canadian Institute for Human Rights and Global Health, said Dr. Wadraugu. This is an exciting venture that will support and advance global initiatives in support of international human rights and global health, and I'm excited to be a part of it. In August, a second keynote presentation, featuring Dr. Livy Vassano, was held for World Humanitarian Day. Dr. Vassano presented an inspiring and thought-provoking lecture entitled, The Perils and Prospects of Humanitarianism: Moving Beyond, Doing Good, Towards, Doing Justice. A long-standing board member of Huntington University, Dr. Vassano was born in a refugee camp, an experience he says shaped his career. He is an award-winning, full professor, in the Department of Equity Studies, Human Rights and Equity Studies program, at York University with an impressive career spanning almost a half century dedicated to social justice and education. The capstone event for 2024 was an international conference presented on December 10, Human Rights Day, and included presenters from Benin, Burkina Faso, Canada, Peru, and the United Arab Emirates sharing their knowledge and expertise in areas of human rights, indigenous issues, public health policies, education and international solidarity. Now with 2025 upon us, Huntington University is prioritizing the work and reach of the Canadian Institute for Human Rights and Global Health. As an institute dedicated to international collaboration, a key goal will be the signing of partnership agreements with universities and organizations around the globe in an effort to create an interconnected network of supporters who are eager to work in cooperation with the fellows of the Canadian Institute for Human Rights and Global Health. The institute also plans to publish a book in 2025 and present more events for an international audience of scholars, researchers, and students.